Hey, this is James from survivalpunk.com. Back with another amazing episode. So, good morning, guys. Well, at least it's good morning for me. It could be any time for you. I don't know. So, man, it's so, friends, talk about the weather. Finally, here in Tennessee, we're starting to get some cooler weather. It turned fall and it was still like 80 degrees. And I was like, well, this is, I like the summer, but I'm a little ready for it to hurry up and be fall now. I'm tired of the heat. I'm ready for the, 70 degrees for the next few months, 60s, 70s. It's, I like the South. I do like the South. So what are we talking about today? Gun control. We're talking about gun control today. Ha! Stupid gun control. Yeah, it's all over since the Vegas shooting. It's been, don't ever let a tragedy go to waste, right, guys? So it's everywhere. We're gonna be talking about that today. I got a few announcements up front. Some of the normal housekeeping. Before we get into the show, a couple announcements to make, and then we'll get into the show. First of all, as always, I really got to go back to recording Saturday mornings instead of waking up early before work and recording shows. It would be better, and we'd get Cash Potato Mike back again, maybe. So first of all, if you want to call into the show and leave a question, please call. Area code 615-657-9104. That is 657-9104. You can call, leave a question, leave a comment, leave feedback of any kind. Call into that number. Next of all, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever other app that you can leave it on. Especially iTunes. iTunes is the big one. If you leave me a rating and review on iTunes and send me an email with your address and the username you use to write that review with, so I can go verify that you aren't just making shit up, I will mail you a Survival Punk sticker. Free sticker. All you have to do is leave a review. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Kind of trying to run through the stuff because I have a lot today, and I don't want to waste too much of our time, both of our time. Okay. Now for the fun announcements. If you want and I'm pretty sure you can get a t-shirt or a hoodie, but it's really about the hoodies. There are Survival Punk limited edition hoodies on Teespring right now. Teespring.com/survivalpunk. You'll come across the hoodie. It is a non-zippered variety. The pullover kind. Pretty much it's my preferred. I'm a pullover guy, not a zippered hoodie. At least I have been recently. So yeah, it's a beautiful new design. They are black hoodies. The Survival Punk logo in red on the front, taking up pretty much as much of the front surface area as possible. On the back, it says our patented phrase, the DIY to survive. Not use, guys, but DIY to survive. So I've never released this design before. I've never to the public released hoodies before. There is one listener out there that has a hoodie, one of a kind, limited, super limited edition. So yeah, it's cool to get in on a bit of this limited merchandise. I'm running the campaign for 22 days. At the time that this comes out, it will be 18 days left. 18 days left. unless, and this brings us to our next announcement, unless you are a Survival Punk Army member or now a Patreon. So I launched a Patreon. And if you don't know, it's a way to support creators, video producers, podcasts, blogs. It's a way to, it's a monetary income stream. And it's just an easy way to support people since some of the platforms like YouTube are kind of making it hard for people that are professional YouTubers to continue to make an income, to make a living. So it's direct from the fans. The fans sort of, I don't want to say charity. They don't give. They don't donate. They don't donate money. It tends to go towards goals. So it's like a co-optively buying a piece into a product being made. It's kind of an interesting thing. I've thought about it for a while. I haven't bothered it. Finally launched it. Came up with a set of rewards. So first of all, if you are an existing Survival Punk Army member, you get everything that the Patreons will get, except for access to the Patreon, Patreon feed. Unless there's a way I can find out to manually add in people to have access to that, and I'll look. I just don't know of a way to do it. The only things I'm going to post in the Patreon feed are things that I'm going to post in the Survival Punk Army barracks anyway. Doesn't really matter. You know, so, I'd rather you be a Survival Punk Army member, but it's, the Patreon brings in another platform. So it brings in another, it's an established platform that's maintained, well ran. I don't have to worry about glitches and breaking. I don't have to worry about other stuff. And it makes me searchable from there. It's another link back to the website and links are good. So there's a lot of reasons. Some of the benefits you get if you decide to be a Patreon member or a Survival Punk Army member, so Survival Punk Army member starts at $5 a month, goes up to $50 a year. Patreon, I think I have $1, $3, and $5. And it's charged monthly, not per creation. So that $1 a month, $3 a month, $5 a month, it's basically going to produce just the podcast. Whereas the Survival Punk Army membership is sort of all-inclusive and some stuff. And there's some discounts and ebooks and stuff in the Survival Punk Army membership. Probably won't ever end up in the Patreon page. So the benefits. Where's my nice little list? So for $1 a month, you get a hearty thank you. You get access to the Patreon page. And this is a new thing, and I'm going to start doing it for the Survival Punk members. Survival Army members as well. I'm going to, after I record the podcast, I'm going to upload it to Patreon and to the Survival Punk barracks so that you can actually get the podcast a day early. If you really need it, if you need your Survival Punk fix, then you can get the podcast a day early. So, you know, if you're for $1, you get the podcast a day early, and you get access to the feed with other stuff in it. At the $3 level, you get a hearty thank you. You get, and this is something new I'm going to start doing, probably going to launch it next podcast. I'm still working out the kinks, but so at the $3 level, you get your name in the credits at the end of the podcast. This is the same for all Survival Punk Army members. I will include your name, whatever name you want me to use, with your approval. So I'm going to have to contact all the Survival Punk Army members. The Patreon people will have it by default, I guess. I'll just call out your name. So at the end of the show, before we run the music, or after the run, we run the music. I'm not real before. I'm sure it'll be before. I'll just go through and I'll record this once, I guess, so I can keep reusing that audio. I'll say your name, the chosen name you want to use, and your name will be in the podcast. Access to a Patreon feed, monthly exclusive podcast. This is something I'm going to start doing. And as for a Punk Army member, you get this as well. I'm going to release one extra podcast a month only for Patreon's Survival Punk Army members. A monthly live Q&A session. Same thing. Punks get it as well. Exclusive Patreon early merchandise. This will be coming in the near future. Maybe t-shirts or something. Podcast a day early. At the $5 level, you get your name in the credits, access to a Patreon-only feed, a monthly exclusive podcast, decide the next podcast topic so we can have polls and votes in there, monthly live Q&A session, exclusive Patreon, zip files of the episodes. If you are a Punk Army member, you already get those. You know that. Podcast a day early, gear giveaways, all my ebooks for free. So I haven't really talked much about it. And I need to do more of it because I have a stack of things to do. But so as a blogger, podcaster, YouTuber, I get merchandise sent to me fairly regularly. If you see some of the videos that I do, you often see a stack of mail behind me. Those are things that were sent to me for free. Some of the stuff I use. All the stuff I use for testing to review, some of the stuff I keep, probably more of this stuff is just taking up space in my tiny house. So I mail that out to Survival Punk Army members and Patreons. If you are a Patreon of the $5, so either Survival Punk Army member, any of their tiers, or a Patreon, only the $5 tier. You could possibly be winning free gear, you know. If I get a whole bunch of things in the review and multiples, then I gotta get rid of them. I don't feel ethical in selling free things that are given to me for review on eBay. So use guys win out. You know, I'll randomly just pick, you know, I'll probably have to create a list and get a random number generator, but I'll randomly pick a winner. I'll contact you and I'll send you your gear. So it's a pretty good deal. You know, I got probably some flashlights and some other gear to give away already. I just need to pick the people and start sending it out. So if you want free stuff, become a Patreon or a Survival Punk Army member. And with that was a long housekeeping. That was a way long housekeeping. Hopefully you choose to support the show. I would appreciate it. With that, let's get into the podcast. So, what is gun control? Let's take a look at what our friend Wikipedia has to say. Gun control, or firearms regulations, is a set of laws or policies that regulate the manufacture, sale, transfer, possession, modification, or use of firearms by civilians. Nothing about the government who does most of the killing. Most countries have a restrictive firearm guiding policy, with only a few legislations being categorized as permissive. Jurisdictions that regulate access to firearms typically restricts access to only certain categories of firearms, and then to restrict the categories of persons who will be granted firearms license to have access to a firearm. Did anyone else's skin crawl while I was reading that? I don't like any of the things that were just said there. we'll get into it, but we obviously know that control like that doesn't work. It's just ridiculous. So the reason we're talking about gun control, and if you could see the eye rolls that I'm doing, the Vegas shooting. So and I haven't dug deep into it. I thought about doing a podcast on it. It might be the monthly extra podcast I do. But a man in a Vegas hotel opened fire on a crowd of country music people at a concert, killed 50 something, injured 500. That's somewhere I've seen the numbers jump around a few times, but that should be it. He had a lot of guns. His AR-15 rifles, at least one of them had a bump stock. And if you don't know, a bump stock kind of makes your AR-15 automatic. It sort of plays with the recoil to jiggle the trigger to make the firearm fire faster. I've seen bump stocks for a few years, and I should have put something in. So I've seen them for a few years. You know, I don't really ever think I had any desire to get one. The ones I saw mostly were 70 plus, usually around 100, 125 ish. Haven't looked in a while. My numbers could be completely wrong, but it certainly wasn't cheap for a bump fire, which is just basically a stock, you know, the stock on your AR-15 that just has sort of a spring that lets it recoil back and forth. So it uses the recoil on it and the trigger to fire faster. It's a stupid little gimmicky trick. And, you know, if you really want to go waste a magazine of ammunition, which is pretty dumb and kind of expensive, and it's just, you know, it's fun. It is fun, but it's one of those novelty things. It's like, okay, well, I did that. I'm done. You know, I couldn't see. I'll dig more into it. So I'm not releasing any secrets here. I'm pretty sure all of you know that you can bump fire pretty much any weapon using your belt loop. I've done it. It's kind of sketchy. You might need to get a little practice in, but then practice is kind of pointless. If you just kind of fool around, you'll end up using most of your magazine if you don't use it all. You just take your finger, you put your AR-15 at your waist, you put your finger in front of the trigger, loop it through your belt loop, and you just, holding the fore end, you push it forward. The recoil will push it back, and if you continue to push forward while your finger's looped around that, it'll just shoot all of your ammunition. I got it to do sort of a burst mode and then dump. It was like shot, and then it dumped the rest of the magazine. So, you know, it was a good little adrenaline pump, good, you know, fun. But I've never done it again. I did it once, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's what that's like. I'm good. You know, yeah, you're not. I mean, one, even though you can do it, it does not really have much of any practicality. None at all. You can, as I say, you cannot aim. You're not going to aim efficiently and effectively holding your rifle at your waist and pulling it forward with your hand. I mean, you're making noise, basically. Yes, bullets are going forward, if you have to fire into a crowd that's going to murder you, murderous crowd trying to plow you down and kill you, possibly in that case, bump firing could scare them off. I mean, there's a few things ingrained in the human psyche, noise-wise, that we're just afraid of. Like, the sound of fully automatic weapon fire generally deters people. You know, if you've ever seen the History Channel and, you know, you've seen the devastation that, like, the World War II machine gun turrets caused, you know, if you hear that machine gun fire, you're like, well, fuck that, I'm out of here. You know, especially if you're just an unruly mob. If you're an unruly mob and you hear gun, like, automatic gunfire, probably not worth the trouble. You're going to die. The chances are pretty high. You might as well just pick another target and go away. The other sound is the sound of a shotgun being cocked. That sound, yeah, I'm done. Nope. That's babies are born knowing to fear that sound. So yeah, bump fire stock does that sort of jiggling, that like belt loop thing all in itself. You fire it like normal. It dumps out the ammo. Not very precise, not very effective. Like, it's not meant to be precise. It's not meant to be accurate. You know, the military now with their M4 rifles, correct me if I'm wrong, pretty sure they have a 3-shot burst mode. So instead of one, it's like 1-3 and then full automatic, and safe. So they have extra things that we don't have. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty damn sure that either there's 3-round and auto or just 3-round. Pretty sure about that. So when you pull the trigger, instead of one bullet coming out, 3 comes out. That's a 3 grouping. That's a pretty good little, that's more effective. You know, obviously you're not going to put the bullets in the same hole. You're going to have a pretty tight grouping though, but that automatic recoil is going to make your trigger jiggle around a little bit. So when you go bump stock, you're just sort of spraying, you know? So if this asshole in Vegas had been trained and used accurate firearms without using a bump stock, without just spray and go, the death toll would have been a lot higher. And I'm not even going to go into the conspiracies. I'm still looking at it. There's some funky stuff with that whole thing. Like, some of the stuff is just conspiracy theory, blah, blah, blah. Some of the stuff kind of doesn't make sense. That's the thing when you go into conspiracy theories. Any good one's going to have just a little bit of truth and just enough to make you question it. So yeah, it's iffy. I don't want to go deep into it. I very well may make a bonus podcast on it. So yeah, the basic thing is, guy had a lot of firearms. The guy had a bump fire stock and killed a bunch of people. Tragedy. And our shit for brain politicians will never let a tragedy go to waste. Oh God, no. Gun control was being shouted at hours after it happened. And there's all sorts of bills being put through. A lot of people are screaming and yelling, the NRA sold you out. I'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, it's just another point. It's just another chance for legislators to just try to go make bills to just limit our freedom and all this crap. And then I'm getting tired of it personally. There's no time to like mourn the loss. There's no time to really reflect. You just get, it's like, oh, make a law. Like, you can't make a law for everything. You know, baby falls down the steps. You can't outlaw steps. You know, I don't like in the UK where you pretty much can't own a firearm and terrorists and evildoers were just mowing down crowds of people with vehicles. I did not see outcry for vehicle control. You know, I just didn't, you know. You know, and in the UK, there's no guns, so there's more stabbings because, and then knives are pretty much outlawed. Like, it's hard to even get a knife in the UK now. You know, a pocket knife, a folder. Pretty sure you can't have a fixed, you can't have a locking, it has to be a pin knife. It has to be like those Swiss Army knives that you open, but then they'll just push right back down. So, you know, if you put your finger in the way, then you'll just slice your finger off. I've got many a cuts using those kind of knives, and I hate them. No tragedy wasted. Yeah, so good old politicians there. Yeah, it leads to really fear and ignorance. Like the uneducated people so a lot of people that are anti-firearm are very ignorant on firearms. You know, it's they don't understand how they work. And that lack of understanding causes fear in them. Like, oh, I don't know how it works. It's magic. Ah, I hate it. Instead of being well-educated to understand how it works and realize that it's not a magical tool. I think while doing research for the show, I came across an article that's like, what was it? Can we stop making the argument it's not guns, it's people? No, you idiot. It is people. Guns don't shoot people without people to pull the triggers. You know, you know what? I will completely accept the argument. It's not guns, or it's people. It's guns causing the killing. When guns are like Terminators and they walk around killing people by themselves. In that case, yes, it is not people. It is gunnators. It is Terminators walking around killing people. Until that point, until the point where our guns do not have AI, and if anyone ever tries to put AI in guns, we need to revolt against them right then. Until that point, yes, it is people. People kill people, not inanimate objects. Stop being fucking dumb. You know, that was one of the stupid articles. To be honest, I couldn't even, the headline got me. I couldn't even read it. I did read another article, cause I try to be well informed and unbiased to a degree. Everybody has their bias, but I do like to expose myself to the other side to see what they're saying and try not to close them off too much, you know. So I read an article on let's take the Second Amendment out of the argument or something. It's like, because their point, and I'll admit their point they made was fairly good. It was like people that just use the Second Amendment as an argument stopper instead of having a intelligent debate about why firearms are important. And in that article, they even wrote, they're like, you know, people weren't making, they're like, it's not being, the argument isn't being made that, you know, firearms are used for the defense of tyranny or this and that. And they are. I mean, I myself and many of you and many others in the Second Amendment movement all use those valid points But some people are just like, well, fuck it. It's my Second Amendment right. And it's, that's the end of the conversation. You know, and the person on the other side of that, the anti-Second Amendment person, is like, well, you got no points. You're just, it's like when, it's like when someone just starts calling you names. You know that the debate, the intellectual debate, is over at that point. When you use names, oh, you dumb fuck, you're just stupid. Oh, you're an ignorant, inbred, college dropout idiot. You know, whatever. That, you know, that there's no debate at that point. The conversation's over. So when you use things like, it's my Second Amendment right, that just stop the debate. Yeah, I can see that you have a point there. So the real thing here is we need to not just call people dumb and just state our rights and move on. For years I've felt this, and even more now, that the only way ever to convert people to being Second Amendment supporters is teaching them about firearms, how to safely use them. I mean, teach a liberal to shoot. I think I wrote an article about that years ago. And if you've seen any of the horrible Antifa videos where they're trying to learn firearms, it's pretty pathetic. But an intelligent liberal teaching them firearm safeties, teaching them the basics of fire, teaching them about firearms, removing the uncertainty and thus the fear from firearms, you gain a Second Amendment supporter. Calling them a dumb fuck because they don't understand something will never advance the movement. It just won't. So I used to, when I had more liberal friends, I would invite them to go to the range with me, and I would pay for their range ticket, and I would bring the guns and ammunition and teach them, you know, proper firearm safety, teach them how to use it, teach them how to, you know, aim and make good shots. And, you know, it's fun. That's, you know, if you leave the politics out of it and just teach basic facts and then let people enjoy themselves, then you end the problem. You do. So up to the NRA sold out part. I heard about this. I watched several YouTube videos, did a little reading. I've never actually been a very big fan of the NRA. They come off as kind of shady sometimes. And people will say that they have to do that because they're dealing with government and they have to protect themselves. They have to protect, all of us gun owners. And sometimes you have to make concessions, and it just sounds like backpedaling and bullshit. Like them flip-flopping on people. So like they come out with like a graded list of politicians on who you should vote for based on their track record of, you know, gun support. And I've seen that list, and I've seen before where they've given a better rating for mysterious reasons. So the NRA was very staunch supporters of Donald Trump, who historically has never been a supporter of the Second Amendment right. He is just, you know, if you've gone your entire life not, you know, saying that AR-15 should be banned, and then you run for president on the Republican nomination, kind of, sort of, and you're like, yeah, AR-15s are great. That flip-floppy Ross Perot move there, they should have called him out on his bullshit. And that's just one example that I know of. So there is definitely a lot of okay, so granted, the NRA definitely wanted Donald Trump in office more than Hillary Clinton. Not a friend of the NRA. Donald Trump may or may not have given the NRA money to say, yeah, you should support him. I don't know. But I've never been a big fan. I think they're too big, and there's probably some corruption in there, probably some great people that truly believe the ideas, and probably some that don't. So the selling out, the thing that's going around is that the NRA was basically not standing up for bump stock rights and just saying, yeah, fuck, just, yeah, take, shoot it over here, let them deal with it and ban it if you want. We don't care. They were basically triaging off something that no one really cared about. It was a token movement. If bump stocks get banned, really not going to make a difference one way or the other. All of us basic, normal, intelligent gun owners, all of us see bump stocks as the retarded novelty they are. You know, I don't know any like staunch Second Amendment supporters and, you know, gun enthusiasts that, you know, put bump stocks in all their rifles. There's just no point in it. It is, you know, there are better rifle stocks that don't have the bump capacity ability. So, you know, the liberals are like, yay, we got the bump stocks banned. And the gun owners are like, for the most part, meh. But on the other part, you're giving up ground, you know? It's not the fact that we really give a shit about bump stocks. It's the fact about there's a line in the sand, you know? The Second Amendment line in the sand. Shall not be infringed. And I'll read that in a moment. And to basically say, well, you can infringe if it's on these bump stocks. These bump stocks are bad, and they only do mass killings. That's the only thing they're good for. So, yeah, go ahead and ban those. And, you know, it's like you give up one thing, and then you keep giving up ground, you know, and it's like there's blood in the water, and then the liberals are like, well, we got them on the run. Let's go for something else. Let's go for silencers because they make your weapons super quiet like in the movies, right? Yeah. Would I really call that selling out? I mean, I just think that's the NRA being the NRA, you know, they take in money. They're a business of some sort. They may be, I don't even know their profit status. I don't know if they're for profit or what. I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're getting paid very well. That's just a business decision on their part. They're like, no one gives a shit about bump stocks. Ban them if you want. And it's a token of goodwill. It doesn't really have any effect on us, and we can get you off our back. So go do it. We don't care. Yeah, so I don't want to go out and be like, the NRA sold you out. But I don't really think that they're not your best friend either. I'm not going to go out and buy an NRA membership right now, you know? So, and just not going to do it. Oh, so looking at my list here, that brings me to the Second Amendment. I just thought that at some point in this show, and I didn't really know where, but after the NRA selling you out, it seemed a good time to just read the Second Amendment. And it's so short and so concise. I'm like, man, this is just make a good tattoo somewhere. Like, just get it tattooed on your arm somewhere. And the Second Amendment goes as thus. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's It's one sentence. How can that be misinterpreted? Possibly if I could travel back in time when they wrote the Second Amendment, I may tell them like, you probably want to make this about 70 pages long to fully explain to idiots in the future what this sentence that should be understood by a child truly means. You know, like have like footnotes, like arms. Look in the footnote. Arms are defined thusly. Shall not. Shall not is defined thusly. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And that one article I read earlier, the one I told you about, the blah, 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 the Second Amendment ends arguments, they're like, you know, the amendments were things added to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Yes, we know that. And amendments aren't always infallible. And this gets brought up a lot. There have been amendments that come and go, at least one big one that has been introduced and did not last. The alcohol prohibition amendment, that was a dumb idea. Should not have been added. You know, like what, the first, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 amendments or so, the first several are probably good. Women can vote. Free speech, definitely a fan of that. Second Amendment, yep, fan of that. Is it the third or the fourth that's the right to turn down soldiers from staying in your house on the march or something? Like, okay, yeah, it's got to be either the third or the fifth then. Wait, please, the fifth. Fifth Amendment is definitely the right to not incriminate yourself. Yeah, okay, well, okay. I mean, for the most part, yeah, the amendments make a lot of sense. They should be there. They're things that should have been there anyway. Making alcohol illegal, I'm an alcoholic, recovering alcoholic. Haven't had a drink in a few years. I don't think alcohol should be illegal. I really don't. I choose not to do it, but I don't want to enforce my will upon you. I don't drink because I like it too much. I mean, it was out of control, but yeah. Should not be, amendments should be things that guarantee rights and not that deny rights. That's my point. This is something I've said a while, and maybe it needs to be expanded larger, but I'm pretty sure I can get all my points out, even in this podcast, with the time that we have left. The Second Amendment has already been weakened to the point of ineffectuality. So a lot of people, when talking about why the Second Amendment is so important, will speak on how the right to keep and bear arms is an insurance policy against a tyrannical government. If you're disarmed, overthrowing a tyrannical government is pretty hard. It's one of those things you kind of need outside help on. I.e., when Germany, World War II, disarmed their people, there's not a whole lot that the people could do to fight the government. It had to be, the Allied troops, America mostly, coming in and saving them. So, being disarmed, you can't really fight tyrannical government. Well, if you put things into perspective of the time now, the average citizen in America can keep some arms. Semi-automatic weapons. If you pay the outrageous tax stamp and go through all the paperwork, then yeah, you can own a fully automatic weapon. And if you buy one right now for the next 3 or 4 days, you can probably get a bump stock. And, you know, we've already talked about how those are useless. But if our government went full tyrannical, so they're already, say, tyrannical light. If they went tyrannical, full on, full retard mode, what, you know, and all of the branches of the military, granted there would be defectors, but if we just say all the branches of the government, all the power of the United States government turned on its people, fully tyrannical mode, what is an AR-15 going to do against, you know, the military M4, the armored vehicles, the Jericho missiles? You know, the average soldier isn't carrying that, but a troop, a platoon, they have access to way more armaments than we do. They have more weapons. They have more powerful weapons. You know, we've got AR-15s and you know, sporting rifles. It's not the same. And that's just what the general soldier has access to. If we go to commands, like if they went full tyrannical, you know, they just kind of got to play the nuke weapon. Like, oh, you know, well, we don't need Wyoming. Wyoming's a myth anyway. We can just tactically nuke Wyoming and get rid of it. What do we have that stands up against that? I've spoke about it before. I know I read an article years ago and it stuck with me because it was awesome and scary. Awesome in the traditional sense. Awesome. Not, oh, that's awesome. That's great. No. Scary awesome. That the United States Navy was developing a satellite railgun weapon to launch tungsten rods with basically the same destruction, damage, as a nuclear weapon without the nuclear fallout. You have a satellite that launches the tungsten rods, you know, and price for that, you know, like, oh, there's my alarm. You know, the price to just forge a metal rod to be shot into the ground. I mean, you don't even have, I mean, the railgun's going to shoot it fast, but then gravity's going to pick up. You know, you're basically dropping stuff on the earth from space. Once you get the satellite in there, and even that, those prices for that, like launching satellites with the SpaceX and all that, it's getting cheaper and cheaper. So, you know, they refill it and they can have tons of them up there. And by God, I'm sure now there are probably some up there. You know, how are we going to, you know, you get in your battle lines and you go to march with your AR-15s and the Navy drops a tungsten rod on you. And think asteroid crater, not like, you know, just dropping a metal bar. Like, it's going to leave a crater. You're going to be decimated. If you survive that, good God, man. Then the Army can just sweep in afterwards in their Black Hawk helicopters and just shoot you down. I mean, the Second Amendment has already been weakened to the point, and our military is already so much stronger. Like, the balance is so askew now that point is really invalid. The only thing we as citizens have going for us is numbers. There are, what, 300-some thousand... gun owners in the U.S., 300,000, something like that. Numbers is huge. Let me see if I can Google that really quick for you guys. How many gun owners are in America? 270 million. I was just a slight bit off. That can't be right. That can't be right. This says 37%, more than a third of Americans, blah, blah, blah. There are various estimates of anywhere 270 million and 310 million guns in the United States. That was not the number I was looking for. Blah, 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 blah. This doesn't say a number. So, yeah, that's, we just say 37% of all Americans have guns. That's a lot. But I don't know that that's really, I don't know if that really stacks up against Jericho missiles and satellites that rain down hell upon us. So it's a start, and I'd rather have that than being a disarmed state, being a disarmed country like the UK and trying to fight a tyrannical government that has access to all those same weapons with pen knives. So there's that. So yeah, that really makes my point that I really don't think that we need to give up any more lines in the sand on the Second Amendment. It's already weakened so bad to be ineffective as a tool against tyrannical government. You know, more backpedaling is just, you know, in the future, are they going to define the right to keep and bear arms as being baseball bats? You know, they're going to keep redefining what it means instead of, you know, we should be on an equal plane as the government. And I don't know. So I don't know. Feld gun control. This could be so much longer and we're running low on time. If you look at gun control that's been introduced in places, you can see clearly it is not working. You know, the numbers may go down some, and, you know, you can make the argument that a life saved is a life saved, but some places not so much, you know, and I've did some research on Chicago because that's the example that we go to. You know, it is tough in Chicago to own a firearm. Not impossible. My research did turn that out. Chicago, and this should be the newest information. Chicago at some point did, they allow concealed carry permits now. It is hard to get one, but there were, I think it said 3,000 concealed 3,000 carry permit holders in Chicago. Chicago's a huge city. I'm sure there are, what, a million people in Chicago or more? So a tiny percentage, but, and I'm sure all those deaths that happen in Chicago on a daily basis are not from concealed carry permit holders. They're from scared citizens that want to protect themselves. So there, I did research on the most, okay, so pretty sure, if not the most, one of the most disarmed countries in the entire world, Australia, who they had gun roundups in 96, 97, somewhere in there. So owning a firearm in Australia, really hard, and the year that they were banned, I think after some mass shooting, they had, what was that year? 500-600 killings a year from guns at a, you know, a population, a fraction of the U.S. Same land area mass. And I think a lot of us Americans don't get that. One, because the population of Australia is infinitesimal compared to the United States, like a tenth or something, a ridiculous amount. And on our geography school books, it shows Australia as being a tiny little thing over in the corner. But Australia is pretty much the size of America. It's huge, of mostly wasted, you know, badlands. Not much out there, but beautiful place. And I think of 2015, 2016, they had 300-something killings a year at a population like a tenth the size of the United States. So, you know, it's yes, looking at the list, the number of gun deaths every year since they confiscated the guns has been less than that year. It is still a good number of deaths. Interesting fact that I found while researching that. Yes, they have less gun deaths, but if you make it per capita, it's not really a huge... Anyway, it's less, but man, do they outnumber us in rapes. Australia's a rapey-ass country because they don't have guns to protect their women, I'm sure. I think that every woman should be mandatory, like have to go take like a firearms safety class and get their concealed carry permit. And like every single person in the world should be like, oh, if I try to rape that girl, I'm probably going to be shot. Like, yes, you know it's wrong and evil anyway. And for God's sake, just go learn how to talk to girls and get laid for real, you idiots. But anyway, that needs to be in the back of all those piece of shit scums' head. Like, oh, she definitely has a gun and she's going to blow my dick off. Like, that ends rape right there. Unless you got someone with a death wish. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, gun control has never stopped murders. It has, in some places, it increases it because you have less people, less sheepdogs, less good people with firearms to protect themselves and others. So that part of gun control doesn't work. If you've read my article, and I will put a link to it, on building your own firearms in the United States, it is mostly legal. There's a few rules to follow. If you live in a world with banned firearms, cobbling together a firearm is not that hard. I mean, you can make it pretty elegant and make it really good, but you know, you could have a pipe with a nail at the end that you hit with a hammer and shoot a shotgun. I mean, the knowledge on making firearms is out there. People are inventive and they will find a way. So, the only way gun control could ever work is if you were magical and you made guns disappear, knowledge disappear, you changed the physics of the universe so that gunpowder no longer ignited. I mean, without magic, gun control doesn't work. It's the way it is. If Bernie Sanders was the mythical Lord of the Rings, you know, sorcerer that he looks to be, then he could make it work. Otherwise, you know, pointless laws to increase the control of weapons, gun control, probably work more in increasing. It makes it more dangerous. Obviously, like I said, Australia has less deaths, but you know, it's not like it went from like a whole bunch to a whole little. It, you know, it's a small decrease. And they rape more now. So there's that. Gun control doesn't work. I mean, I would be more likely to say that mandatory gun ownership would do more for gun deaths than gun control ever will. If everybody has a gun and everybody like knows that everybody has a gun, you know, you really got to question, like, pretty sure I looked up stats, and I'm not going to say this is a definitive thing. I'm not looking it up. I don't know. But I'm pretty damn sure that I saw gun death statistics through the entire American history, and the Wild Wild West actually was a low point. Everybody had a gun. Everybody knew everybody had a gun. Everybody was more polite. You know, you're less likely to be an asshole if you think you're going to get shot than if you just want to be. I mean, so that's James's gun control. More guns. More guns. More knowledge on guns. Start teaching people young. You know, start teaching. Have an informed, intelligent class in school where you're taught about guns instead of, you know, bullshit. Guns are scary and bad. Stay away from them. They're evil. Outlaw them. You know, this is how guns work. This is blah, 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 blah. You know, and respect for them. That's my thoughts. I really wanted to end on driving home. It's not guns that kill people. It is people and evil people. Evil people, and there is a percentage of them, you know, in the population, there is a percentage of people that are just evil. They're just scum, and they want to kill, and they're going to kill. All over the world, where places where guns are outlawed, hard to get, illegal, people still kill people. You know, before guns, it, you know, there were swords and there was rocks. You bashed it in someone's head. Like, there will always be murder. There's only so much you can do about it. These things just happen. You know, if the Vegas shooter guy had not been able to get guns, maybe he would have rented a big truck and just mowed him down. Maybe he would have cobbled together a bomb from random bullshit. If someone's intent on murder, they're going to murder. There are people in China, once again, where you can't own firearms. There is a group, a gang, that were murdering people with just kitchen knives, you know, and the death tolls that they're racking up, like, at a time, like mass stabbings, like 30 people killed at a time. You know, like, I saw one that where they went to a school and, like, just stabbed the teacher and then just wiped out the entire classroom. Evil. There's no other. Knives don't kill people. It's evil motherfuckers killing motherfuckers. That's what the problem here is. You know, maybe, you know, there's arguments to be made for, you know, trying to give people the help they need, the mental help they need, identifying people like that earlier, you know. But I still think there's just a portion that's just going to be evil and just, there's just, it's just going to happen. And it's sad, but a law will never stop an evil person from being an evil person, you know. Maybe there's something that we as a human race need to do. You know, I don't know, you know, the direction the world's going in kind of seems bad, but I see a lot of people banding together, like us, the Survival Punks, you know, and that's hopeful, you know, that they found we found the group we need, but I don't know. It's like, there's just evil people and there's just not a whole lot you can do for them. You just need good people to fight evil people. You know, if you have good, well-trained people that are allowed to own firearms, and I don't just mean the police because the police can't be everywhere. I mean citizens that take on that responsibility. You know, they can be in more places. Not everywhere, but more places. So, that's, yeah. I was like, we need evil control, but control doesn't work. We've pretty much established that we need ways to identify, to find out the path that these people are going and try to stop them and, you know, give them help. But even, like I said, evil people are going to be evil people, and sometimes things are just going to happen and the law's never going to stop it. So with that's all I have for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget SurvivalPunk, teespring.com/SurvivalPunk and patreon.com/SurvivalPunk. I would appreciate your support. And, that's it. That's it. So DIY to survive, you guys.